B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kylie, you sent us a message and said that you had a really strange encounter between you, your boyfriend, and a woman named Natalie.
Yeah. So Nate and I have been dating for 3 years. We were out for dinner last week in Southend, and we were walking around, and this girl comes running up to him, and she's like, "Oh my God, Justin." And she like touches his arm, and she's laughing, and I'm like, "Wait, what?" And he's looking a little bit weird, and she looks at me and then sees that like something is completely like weird and off. And she just says, "Wait, it's Justin, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, my boyfriend's name is not Justin. My boyfriend's name is Nate." "Well, it was like super good to see you." And like, they're like giggling and whatever. And like, he doesn't just like brush her off and walk away. We like get stuck in this weird half conversation where she's like, "Where'd you go to dinner?" Yeah. What? I think it's so weird. Huh.
That's really weird.
And so, yeah, and she keeps, like, leaning into his name. Like, every time she'd be like, "Oh, where'd you go to dinner?" And Justin. And he'd be like, "Oh, you know, we had Mexican." And she'd be like, "Oh, Justin, I just love Mexican." And, like, she just kept, like, reiterating his name, like, to mess with me, it seems.
Did you ask him why she kept calling him Justin?
Yeah, so finally she gets out of here. And I'm like, "Okay, what was that?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, it's like this really long story. It's really hard to explain. But like, she's like a friend of a friend. And there was this like joke. And like, they thought my name was Justin."
You're not buying any of it.
No, it seems too weird.
Yeah, like, what should I call him when I call him? Should I call him Justin or should I call him Nate?
Nate.
Yeah, his name is Nate.
His name is Nate.
So you think that maybe he told this woman that his name was Justin and maybe they're hooking up and he didn't want to give her the real name, or maybe they hooked up since you've been dating.
Maybe, or like, I don't know, maybe he's got like a secret life. I don't even know. I just don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right, let's call him, Roy.
Okay, dial him up now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Nate, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Nate. My name is Demi. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and the reason for my call today is to let you know that you've won a dozen beautiful free red roses on Instagram. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you.
Oh, okay. What's the sign up for anything, or...
No, we're a new company, and we're just trying to get our name out there. So, you know, in exchange for the roses, maybe you could just tell someone about our services. We'd really appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess, tag you guys back. If you give me, like, the Instagram information, whatever, I guess I can tag it back, I guess.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll give you all that information here in a second. I just need to know first who you'd like to send a dozen beautiful red roses to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So I get like a full dozen then?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible to like split them, or does it all have to go to one like location or what have you?
Okay. We don't typically do that, but I think I can make an exception.
Okay.
All right. So who's the first person that you'd like to send them to?
One of them was sent to Kylie.
And what do you want to put on Kylie's card?
You know, just thinking of you, looking forward to a great weekend.
Okay. And who is the second person you'd like to send the other half to?
Put it under Natalie.
Okay, so this one's going to Natalie, and what would you like to put on Natalie's card?
That one's a little different. That one's going to be, sorry I lied to you, just give me one more chance to make it up.
Make up what?
Make.
Bingo. Hello. Make up what?
Nate, Kylie's on the phone. She heard everything.
You're on War of the Roses with the Man You Are in the Room morning show. It's where we bust cheaters.
No, it's make up for
make
lying.
Up
like
what?
Make it up for lying because she didn't, like, it's not a big deal. It's nothing. Nothing happened. All right.
You keep saying that, and it really is. Because now we've got a radio station involved. So, like, what do you mean?
I told you that there was a long story with it where there was a joke with my name.
Just make it short. Why don't you tell me that? I got plenty of time.
I don't know if a joke warrants flowers either. Romantic roses.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, it was what, I mean, I'm sorry. It's not like I went out and was trying to buy flowers. It was something that was kind of thrown onto my lap, and I was like, all right, well, might as well use the free gift that I.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, like, straight up kill you. What the hell are you talking about?
Lord.
This is not, Kylie, your bone is way out of proportion.
I don't understand why
everybody,
you want to tell me the truth.
Let's take a deep breath. So who is Natalie? And why would she think you're Justin?
Is that your real name?
No, that's not my real name. I mean, Kylie, you can attest to that. You've seen my license. You've seen my birth certificate.
I don't know. Maybe you have, like, a secret family somewhere. I don't know.
No, don't have a secret family. And that was from a joke of friends that went way too far where I kind of just rolled with the punches.
Why are you giving her flowers?
Why are you sending her flowers, for one? And why was she so snarky to Kylie if there's nothing going on?
I was offering free flowers. I don't know. And girls like flowers. I just, nothing. Not a big deal.
All right, Nate, then, or Justin, what you said, give me one more chance. One more chance for what?
Just, to fix things and make it better. Maybe we can have a better friendship going forward. This way it's not, under a lie.
Kylie, what's your thoughts?
You are the worst.
Are you ending it with Nate because you believe he's cheating on you with this other woman? Okay. All right.
That's fine. Send the whole dozen then, too.
No, there's no roses.
There's no roses. Sorry.
That's not how it works.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.